Solomon Thomas, Hall of Fame running back for the Buffalo Bills, here with our first-round draft pick, Mr. Sammy Watkins out of Clemson. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Doing great. Well, this is the game locker room here, and, you know, right over here where the sodas and stuff are at right now, that's where my locker used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, I used to get always teased because I used to always sneak out of here and go out when after the game was over if I didn't want to talk to the media or whatever. Yeah. I sneak right out of
That's
here.
That's the best thing to do.
That is the best thing to do sometimes, you know. Yeah. But, you know, tell me how you're feeling right now. You know, I know there's a lot of expectations for you being the fourth pick of the draft, the Bills moving up. What do you expect? I mean, coming in here, you're going to be the guy. What are your expectations?
My expectations have been high all my life. Always been held myself at a standard. I'm prepared. Just can't wait to get here and start breaking everything down with the offensive coordinator, with my coach EJ, CJ, Marquise Goodwin, yeah. Robert Woods. That's the biggest thing. I need to get prepared.
Oh, okay. So let's take a little walk over here, and one of your buddies over here, Mr. CJ Spiller. You know, you didn't get a chance to play with CJ, did you?
Nah, he left the year before.
I know he was one of those guys who was very explosive. And obviously, you've seen some tape on him throughout his days at Clemson. Yeah. Just show me a little bit. Just tell me a little bit about, you know, how was the atmosphere around Clemson University when you got there? Was there a lot of talk about CJ?
Yeah, he's the face. He's the face of that organization.
Right,
CJ
right.
can do just about anything. He probably eat for free, sleep for free,
right.
house for free, everything. But that's one thing I wanted for myself. I wanted to be just like him. I wanted to break. Just about every record he had outside of the running back position. That's what challenged me every game. And that's one of the reasons why I went to Clemson.
Okay.
He was a big inspiration on why I chose Clemson. He broke it down to me, why did he go there? And it was a place that you're going to get great coaching. They're going to hold you accountable with everything. You're going to get a great education. I really want to say how's everything around, how's the fans, people. Where's the best place to eat at?
I think the best place to eat is at the Big Tree right up the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Little bar right up the street.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Usually back in the day, that's where all the guys used to go to the Big Tree after a win, which we had plenty around here during the times that I played. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. These are best fans in the world. You know, they've been supporting this team throughout the history of the Buffalo Bills. And even throughout this period where haven't been to the playoffs in 14 years, the fans still come out and support. Now, they will come out and support you week in and week out. And the thing that we like about it is that it's not only here at home, but they support you on the road, too.
Yeah.
You're going to go out on the road. You're going to see a bunch of Buffalo Bills.
Every
fans.
Team needs that.
Yeah, every team needs that. I think, you know, you probably have the Buffalo Bills. You know, Pittsburgh travels well. Green Bay travels well. But when you go out on the road as a Buffalo Bill, there are going to be fans everywhere. There are going to be fans at the hotel. There are going to be fans everywhere.
Okay. So it's something like college.
It's something like college. Okay. It's a college atmosphere. Like I say, you know, I've heard that, you know, that you're – you know, blue-collar type guy, you work hard and everything. That's what this town is all about.
Okay.
It's about blue-collar, family, and everybody support each other around here. So I think, you know, you come here, you know, you'll be one of those guys, man, when you walk on that football field. If you can make plays, they're going to love you forever.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Just like at Clemson.
Yeah.
Just like
at
Clemson.
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now, you know, obviously I got great friends that are Clemson alumni down in Columbia. What? Tell me a little bit about the rock that y'all touch. What is it called?
Howard's Rock.
Howard's Rock.
Yeah.
How long has that been there?
It's been there for Clemson. Been there for many years.
right.
300 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a dedication to Mr. Howard, and that's one thing that when you step on that field, that's what you plan for. You plan for that rock, and if he tell you don't touch my rock, if you ain't finna go out there and battle, that's one of the things that we take pride in. That's one thing that I always rub when I go down. That just make me realize how important the rock is, and how important when it is. And we got great fans, and they come out week in and week out. We have 89,000. I don't care who we playing against, and stadiums be packed.
Oh, good. All right, just a little conversation with Bill's first round draft pick, fourth pick of the draft. From Clemson University, Sammy Watkins. Once again, man, congratulations.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. No
nice
problem.
To meet you.
All right. Nice to meet you, too.
Yes, sir.